All right, so we're in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph. I tried to download a couple pictures. Hopefully, we'll be able to get them up. Okay, so back to the Mavoi. So the Rambam says, and as we know, in order to have permission to be able to carry within a Mavoi, so you can either build a horizontal beam on top or a vertical post at the sides of the entrance. So muto tata mavi tachas akara bein alachayim. So the Rambam has an interesting case. The question is, what's the status of the area, right, underneath the beam, right, or in between the post and the other side? In other words, in that narrow area, okay, in other words, you have, let's say, your Rishus HaRabim on one side, and then you have the Mavoi, is going into the Mavoi, and then there's a transition point where you're going from the Rishus HaRabim to the Mavoi, where you're walking underneath the Korah. So he says it's permitted to actually carry underneath the Korah, okay? We don't say that area that has the Korah underneath it is an area that's, let's say, the Rishus HaRabim. Why? B'med Dvar Amurim, B'Shahaya Samach Rishus HaRabim. As long as it's going from the Rishus HaRabim to the Mavoi, then the space underneath the Korah is also considered part of the Mavoi and it's permitted to carry there. So, of course, you're going to say to yourself, well, that's Pshita. No, because he says, Aval im haya samach lekarmelis. Now, let's say the Mavoi, now recall, remember, the Mavoi is enclosed by three walls. Let's say it's a Mavoi Sasam. It's enclosed by three walls, right? So, Midoraita is Rishus HaYachid. Midrabanan, it is a karmelis, and the lechi, the post or the beam, make it so that you can carry in that area. Let's say that goes into an actual karmelis itself. So again, you have a karmelis right now going into another karmelis. So the Rambam explains also tatal tachas akora oben alachayim. So you would not be able to carry underneath the kora or the lechi. Why? Achiyase lechi acher lahatir tocha pesach. You would need another lechi on the other side, okay? So you'd have two vertical posts, one on each side of the entrance. Why? This is an interesting principle that is a great inyan to go into. Shari matza min esmino v'nior, okay? Which basically means that we have to differentiate between rishuyos. So the lechi does a good job of differentiating between the karmelis, right, and the rishus harabim, because those are two different domains, right? But how is it going to work when it comes to two of the same domain? It doesn't work that way. So because that's the case, that's why you would need a lechi on the other side. It would be insufficient just to have one lechi if it's the mavoi going into a karmelis. Okay, halachi yud beis. Okay, now what can you make a lechi out of? So b'kol osin lechayim, you can make a lechi out of anything. Afilu b'davar sheish ruach chayim, right? Even something that's alive. Afilu b'suri hana. So you could even use something that it's forbidden to get benefit from. So again, when it comes to the material that you can use to build the lechi, anything you want, okay? Avodah zarah atzma or asherah she'asa osa lechi kasher. Even if a person took an idol, right, and made a lechi out of it, it will be kasher shalechi ovav kol shehu. Because there's no, what it called? There's no minimum requirement for the actual width of the lechi itself, okay? However, gova lechi ain't pachos me'asar tzvachim rachvav avav kol shehu. So it's important to remember that the height of the lechi must be 10 tzvachim, but there's no other requirement, there's no other shear for the other dimensions of the lechi. So it's only an issue, the only requirement by lechi is that it be of a certain height. And obviously the implication by the Rambam is that since there's no idea of a required width, okay, because that's the case, that's why the normal isra of Avodah Zarah wouldn't apply here. But when it comes to the koreh, okay, which is the beam, b'kol osin koreh, okay, you can make the beam out of anything, avalo ba'ashera, okay, but you can't, for instance, use a tree that, ashera is a tree that's been worshipped, an idolatrous, in quotes, tree, lefi sheyesh l'rocha b'koreh shir, because there actually has to be a shear of width to the koreh, whereas the lechi does not have a specific width requirement, the koreh does. The chol ha'shirin asurim in the Torah, okay, and all the measurements, right, that since it was a shear required, you can't therefore use the asherah. The kama rocha of a korah, right, so what's the width? Ein pachos mi tefach, okay? It cannot be narrower than a tefach, ve'aveh kol shehu. But the depth could be any amount, okay? The who, now, keep in mind also, remember, in other words, when we say, let's say the length of the korah, so the korah has to go between the two walls, and that's where it has to fit in between. So that's one shear it's going to have. And then let's say the width of it would be not less than a tefach. But insofar as its thickness is concerned, it could be as thin as possible. So you could have a thin sheet, so to speak, of something going on from one side to the other. V'hu shetiye bria lekabel areach shehu chatzi levena shel shlosha tefachim al shlosha tefachim. Okay, but there's a qualification. It has to have a certain level of sturdiness to it. Okay, and what's that shear? Okay, a half a brick, that is about 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Okay, excuse me, half of, what it called? It's 1.5 of the 3 tefachim. But basically, forgetting how that works out practically, the key thing is that it must be able to support something. So even if it's very thin, it must still have the ability to support something. Umamide koret, tzrichin shiyu brin, k'nei lekabel kor v'chatzi levena. Right, and now that which supports the beams, okay, whatever the beams are going to be stuck into, okay, that must be strong enough to be able to hold the korah, right, and the brick that he referenced above. Now, halacha yadalat. Now, we've been talking about the lechi and the korah, okay, as that which you construct at the entrance of the mavoi that now allows you to carry within the mavoi, okay. However, what we have to know also is, and so far as the entrance to the mavoi is concerned, okay, what are the measurements or the minimum requirements for that? Okay, and there are some. So the Rambam explains, kama yet pesach mavoi. So what size does it have to be? V'yet dai lahachshiro belechi akore, which again implies that it's not just simply any mavoi or any entrance to mavoi works. There's a certain minimum requirement. Gavo im pachos me'asar tefachim. So the height cannot be less than 10. Below Yisrael Esrim Amah, okay, and the maximum height can't be more than 20 Amos. So again, Asar Tefachim is the minimum, okay, Esrim Amah is the maximum. V'rachbo ad Esrim Amos, okay, and the width can't be more than 10 Amos. So if you want to know the dimensions that's required for the entrance for Lechi to work, the dimensions have to be 10 Tefachim minimum height up to 20 Amos maximum height, and the width of the entrance can't be more than Esrim Amos. But that's if there's actually no Tzuras of Pesach at the entrance of the Mavoi. Remember, Tzuras of Pesach meaning two vertical posts and a Korah on top. But if it has a Tzuras of Pesach, once a Tzuras of Pesach is put in, the dimensions don't matter. The entrance way, it's irrelevant. Because the Tzuras of Pesach makes it a discrete entrance, so to speak. It sets it off from that space. So again, if you want a lechi akora to work at the entranceway to mavoi, there are certain restrictions. But if there's a tzuras of pesach in place already, then it doesn't matter. The size of the entrance of the mavoi is irrelevant. Okay, halacha tesvav. However, okay, v'chein imaya bekora shel mavoi kior b'tzior ad shiyu akol mistalkim ba. Okay, afa pi shehi lamala mi esrim amak shera. That's an interesting thing. Okay, so. Why doesn't the korah work the height of the entranceway is 20 amos or more? Because you won't be able to see it. Okay. However, if let's say you put designs on it, let's say I went ahead and I painted my board and I put designs in it. I don't know. I hung sukkah decorations off of it. Whatever I do, the point is that anyone will now be able to see it. Okay, it attracts attention. You can't miss it. So even though it's above 20 amos, you won't miss it. Okay. That'd be kasher. She'akora mishum heker asuya. Because the whole purpose of the beam is to make it recognizable. So someone could distinguish A from B. V'im hay salamala me'esrimama nikaris. Right? It would still be recognizable. V'im yesh bat siyer v'chir mistakabav nisosham heker. Okay? Right. So if it were 20 amos or more, so no one would see it. Okay? It's so high up, I don't even see the beam. But if you make it look flashy, okay, and really spice it up and make it the wildest looking beam you can imagine. So then, it would be permitted for it to be greater than 20 amos. Okay, halacha tezayin, mavoi. Okay, shehaya gavohu mina aretz ad karka is kore esrim ama. Okay, so now let's say I have a plain kore, and the height of the mavoi goes from the ground, okay, all the way up to the bottom of the beam. Okay, so you hit your 20th amma right at the bottom of the beam. Now, what does that mean? It means that now, but there's going to be some part of the beam that is going to extend beyond Esrim Amos, right? Because if it hits the bottom, if I count 20 right at the bottom point of the horizontal beam, Well, what about the area on top of it? So the Rambam explains, V'ovia kora l'mala m'esrim kasher. If the thickness of the beam goes above esrim amma, it's still kasher. Okay, it's still kasher. Now, haya gavo yeser m'esrim. Okay, now let's say, this is an interesting case, let's say the height is more than 20 amos, uba l'ma'ato b'kore, right? And now what are you trying to do? You're trying to reduce the height, the maximum height of the kor, of the mavoy, by making the beam lower. Okay, you bring a beam in to lower the maximum height. Tzarech lios b'rochava tefach. Then the beam must be a tefach in width. Okay, haya gavo pachos me'asara. Right now, let's say it's from the ground. Okay, it's less than 10 tefachim in height. Okay, so now we're going to the minimum, which is it's less than 10 tefachim. What do you do? Chokik will meshech arba amos, arba amos. You dig into the ground an area that's around 4x4 amos. Umamik de lashlimo lasara. And then you can use that, okay? You can use the depth that you dig out to be considered that which is mashlim to give you the height of 10. Okay, so there's two ways you can deal with the dimensions if they've exceeded or not met up to the requirements. Okay, lachi et zayin. Okay. Nifrats bo partsa mitzido, okay, kalpe rosho. Okay, now, what's the case? So let's say you have a mavoi, okay? You have your Rosh Hashanah here going horizontally, and your mavoi going, let's say, vertically, okay? And as you're getting close to the Rosh Hashanah, what happens? You create an opening, okay? Let's say to the right, okay? So this is where my finger's pointing, right? An opening from the mavoi into, let's say, a chatzar, whatever it might be, to some other side, okay? So now you made an opening there. And then the mavoi continues right into the Shrisa Rabim. So again, you have the Shrisa Rabim. You have a little bit of mavoi entranceway, and then immediately an opening next to it, right? And the mavoi continues south. So Nifratzbo parts of Mitzido, Kalpe Rosho. So that's what that means. You made an opening in the side of the mavoi near its entrance. Im Nishar Omed Berosho Pas Rochav Arba Tfachim Mutter. As long as there is a four tfachim in width of, let's say, I won't call it a partition, but let's say enough of the wall left that's four tefachim, it's still mutter. V'hu shalotia partsa yesral eser, as long as the opening you make is not greater than 10 tefachim. Okay, v'im lo nishar pas arba, but let's say there's less than four remaining at the entranceway, aser. Ela imikin haya partsa pachos mishlosha, shekol pachos mishlosha kalavatu. So then it would be aser, right? Because as we all know, anything that's less than three, right? So, excuse me, it'd be usher unless it's less than three, because when it's less than three, then it's considered lavud, and it's as if the space isn't there at all. Okay. Okay, let me see. Let me get this picture up here for a second. Give me 1 second. I apologize. This picture will work for halacha yedches. Okay, so what do we see in this case? We see there's a mavoi, okay, going north and south, and you see how it goes at you can access various chatzeros and batim from the mavoi, okay? But then, at the end of the mavoi, right, you have these little black dots here. You have the mavoi going into a chatzer, and let's say then the chatzer goes into Rosh Hashanah, okay? So this picture indicates a case where you go from a mavoi, which leads into various chatzeros, and also the mavoi itself goes straight into a chatzer. It ends in a chatzer, okay? That's the case the Rambam's going to take up. Okay, so back to the Rambam. Here we go. Okay, the Rambam says, Nifratza mavoi bimilu'o, okay, l'chatzer, okay, v'nifratza chatzer kenegdo. So what's the case, right? So the mavoi opens up entirely into a chatzer, okay? But not only that, right, when it's, again, on the opposite side, okay, v'nifratza chatzer kenegdo l'shus rabim, okay, and then that chatzer opens up to l'shus rabim. Hareza aser. Why? B'nei shehu mavoi mefulash. So that's considered a mavoi mefulash. So even though it's going into another domain before, so to speak, that goes to the Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, that's considered mavoi mefulash, which you recall is a mavoi where it's open on both sides. The chatzer buteris, but it'll be mutter to carry in the chatzer. She chatzer shirabim bokimba, v'nechnasin bezu v'yotzin bezu, harehi reshusi yachid gemura. Because we treat a chatzer differently than a mavoi. Remember, a chatzer is also an enclosed area. And since a chatzer, normally speaking, is something that it's true that people pass through it, just like a mavoi, halacha considers that it was just a yachid gemura. So one significant difference, this highlights a nice difference between a chatzot and a mavoi, is that even though they have very similar properties, a chatzot is mutter to carry in, whereas the mavoi, in this case, the mavoi and fulash, it will be usher to carry in. Okay, but what do you see here going on? It looks like there's a lot going on, okay? But just to make it easy, so what we see here is that we have the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom and the top, okay? And then you have these mavois with various pathways, right? And the pathways are cutting around batim and chatziros. And what you'll notice is that what the person's built here, right, is you'll see there's suras of pesachs and lechis, okay? So the Rambam's going to discuss this type of case where you have, again, here's the mavoi, right? And the mavoi has various side mavois, I guess is the best way to put it, okay? So you have a regular mavoi here. This would be a mavoi mefulash, right, going left and right. And let's say north and south from the mavoi, you have like these little side mavois. And eventually the side mavois lead into the Rishus HaRabim, okay? So that's the case he's going to do. And if you see the guy on the side here, very nice. And you see this is going to help us with the Rambam. The ones that are from the Rishus HaRabim, right, to these over here, you build Suras HaPesach. And then over here, Lechi Yakore. Okay, and we'll see why that's the case. But again, notice in this case, on these side mavois, which eventually hit the Rishus HaRabim, you either have Suras HaPesachs built, or you have Lechi / Kore built. Okay, so let's go back to the Rambam here. I apologize for the back and forth, but okay, so Mavi Shahayulo Shvilim Mitzadze Ushvilim Mitzada Acher. Okay, so the case is, yeah, there's Mavoi, right? And there's different paths, okay, that come off the Mavoi, right? Shenimsu Mifulash in the Rishus HaRabim. And eventually those paths open up in the Rishus HaRabim. Afapi She'enan Mechavnin Ze Keneged Ze Hare Kol Echabhem Mavi Mifulash. That's the key. That's what makes Mavi Mifulash so fascinating. Because even though, technically speaking, right, these side paths, right, you can argue are, like the Mavi ends here and starts here, it's all considered one big Mavi Mifulash. So what do? Kesed Machshirin Oso, okay? Oset Suras Pesach L'chol Echav Echav Minashvilin Shebet Sad Echad. So what do? Just like the diagram showed us, you have a Suras Pesach on one side of the Shvilin, meaning each Shvil, let's say, we'll call the north side the exit. So each exit has its own Suras Pesach. V'chein the Pesach HaGadol, right? V'osu L'chol Shvilin Shebet Sad Hasheni Lechi Yakara. Okay? And you'd also make for the, let's say, bigger entrance of the Mavoi as well as the Suras Pesach. And on the other side, let's say the southern side of the Shvilim, you would make a Lechi Yakore. Okay? So if you have a, I guess we'll call it a complex system of mavois, that is the way you go ahead and solve the problem and allow it to be kosher, to be mutter to carry in by creating Suras HaPesachs on one side and Lechi / Kores on the other side. So now the Rambam has Lecha Chaf. Mavoi Shetzido Echad Aruch Vetzido Hasheni Katzer. Okay? Meniach Es HaKore Keneged HaKatzer. Okay, so when one of the walls, take a look at the diagram here. You'll see what the Rambam's talking about. You see here how, what do you have in this case? You have a mavoi, right, where my mouse is showing, okay? And if you see, one wall is further out than the other wall, okay? So the area that's X'd off on the bottom represents the area that there's a mavoi wall on one side, but on the other side, right, there is no mavoi wall. Right, and this as well, if you look over here, okay, similar concept, okay, which we'll get in the Rambam in a second. There's two solutions. Either you put the Kore where the physical entrance starts, or you put the Lechi Bechatzi and Mavoi. Okay, so let's see that actually in the Rambam, but that's the case. The picture in your mind, the wall, the Mavoi comes out, one wall comes out further than the other wall. Okay, so the Rambam has it in the side his language. He says as follows. He says, "Mavoi shesido echad arach v'sido sheni katzer minei chazakura keneged a katzer." Right. So when one wall is sticking further out than the other wall, the kora you put at the actual physical entrance, meaning where the walls start being parallel to each other, that's where the kora goes. Hemid lechi bechatzi mavoi. Okay. So let's say you put lechi in the middle, like that second picture, in the middle of the mavoi. Michatzi hamavoi hapnimi shulifnim min alechi mutal taltabo v'achetzi achitzan shulchutz min alechi aser. So lechis are amazing. You put a lechi halfway down a mavoi, what that does is it makes any area beyond the lechi, okay, to be mutter to carry in. And anywhere in front of the lechi is usher to carry in. So the lechi becomes a determinant for what do you call for when it is permitted to carry inside the mavoi, no matter where the lechi is placed. Okay. Okay, one second. So in the top case, what do I have? I have a very, very wide, right, mavoi. So what does a person do? They take a four, what do you call it? A 4 amma by 4 amma partition and put it right in the middle, which what does that do? It now shrinks it to 10 amos on each side. That's going to be one case. That's osif pas kavod sar tefachim b'meshach 4 amos. And the bottom case, okay, this is also an interesting thing, where a person also puts up a pas, like a little partition. And this case, again, 20 amos in width, okay? You're creating as a result of this, if you look how it's put in, 10 amos in width, because you put this partition less than 3 tefachim from one of the walls of the mavoi, and the partition itself is 3 tefachim. So now you have, so to speak, five amos here, five here, 10 over here, and that would also give you 10. And I'll show you why that's important in a second. So just picture those two cases as I guess we'll finish off with this halacha. The Rambam says halacha chaf aleph, mavoi shehu rechev esrim amma. So the mavoi is wider, is 10 amos in width. Remember, excuse me, 20. Remember, 10 is the limit. Now this is 20. So what do you do? Osef pas kavoa sar tefachim meshach 4 amos shehu shir meshach hamavoi, right? Umamido be'emsa. The nimsa kishnei mavuos. Sheyesh pesach kol echa mehen 10 amos. It's an amazing solution. You stick that partition right in between the 20. So now you have 10 on one side and 10 on the other side. And now you have two, so to speak, mavuos, right? You have two mavuos because you put that partition in the middle, okay? And now you've created, in a sense, two entranceways and two mavuos, okay? Oh, the other thing you could do is marchik shtei amos mikan, okay? So that's the second picture. You take what it called the partition, the piece of wood on each side. You make it 2 amos away from the wall. Umamid pas shlosh amos. And you put in a partition that's 3 amos in width. Umarchik shtei amos mikan, umamid pas shlosh amos. So again, it's on each side you have a partition that's 3 amos in width, right? V'nimsa pesach ha-mavoi 10 amos. Now, the sole entranceway to the mavoi is 10 amos. The hatzdadin aray en kesumim. And the sides are considered like they're sealed off. Why? Shrei omed meruba ala paretz. Because as we know, right, when we have what do you call it? When you have a partition, right, as long as, and creating an opening, as long as there's more that's enclosed, that's meaning closed in space than exposed, then it's considered like the area that's exposed is not there. So it's an amazing idea. Those 2 amos are considered as if they're not there, right? They're combined, meaning that they're filled in. They combine with the 3 amos of each partition. So now you have 5 amos on the left side, 5 amos on the right side, and 10 amos right in the middle of your one entranceway into the mavo.